Have you ever wished you could travel back in time to see dinosaurs roaming the Earth? That's exactly what happens in Mary Pope Osborne's enchanting adventure, Dinosaurs Before Dark, the first book in her wildly popular Magic Treehouse series that has sold over 143 million copies worldwide. This beloved children's classic has become a cornerstone of elementary school reading programs across America, with teachers praising its ability to spark a love of reading in reluctant young readers. Even celebrities like Lin-Manuel Miranda have cited the series as a childhood favorite that fueled their imagination. What makes this seemingly simple story so powerful is how it combines educational content with heart-pounding adventure, creating a formula that has captivated children for generations. The Magic Treehouse doesn't just transport its characters through time, it has transported millions of young readers into a lifelong love affair with books and learning. 8.5-year-old Jack is a practical boy who prefers facts over fantasy. With his notebook always at the ready, he approaches the world with scientific curiosity and methodical observation. His 7-year-old sister Annie, on the other hand, embraces imagination and follows her intuition without hesitation. Their contrasting personalities create a perfect balance. Jack's caution tempered by Annie's boldness, her impulsivity grounded by his thoughtfulness. One late afternoon in Frog Creek, Pennsylvania, these differences come into sharp focus when Annie claims to see a monster in the woods near their home. Jack, ever the skeptic, reluctantly follows her to investigate, certain there's a logical explanation. What they discover, however, defies all logic: a rope ladder stretching up to the tallest oak tree, leading to a mysterious treehouse hidden among the branches. "We don't know who it belongs to," Jack protests as Annie immediately begins climbing. But when she calls down that the treehouse is filled with books, Jack can't resist following her up. His love of knowledge overpowers his caution, setting the stage for an adventure beyond his wildest dreams. Inside the treehouse, books are scattered everywhere, some ancient with dusty covers, others bright and new. Through the window, they can see their hometown of Frog Creek spread out below them. Jack notices many books have bookmarks, suggesting someone has been reading them recently. When Annie hands him a book about dinosaurs, Jack's scientific mind is immediately engaged, though he still hesitates to touch someone else's belongings. This moment, where curiosity overcomes caution, becomes the catalyst for their extraordinary journey. It's a reminder that sometimes the most amazing adventures begin when we step outside our comfort zones and open ourselves to new possibilities. For Jack and Annie, opening that dinosaur book is about to change everything they thought they knew about the world. When Jack opens the dinosaur book to a page featuring a magnificent pteranodon, he whispers, almost unconsciously, "I wish I could see a pteranodon for real." These seemingly innocent words trigger something extraordinary. Annie's sudden scream draws Jack's attention to the window, where an actual pteranodon, not an illustration, but a living, breathing, prehistoric creature, is gliding toward them through the sky. Before they can process this impossible sight, the wind begins to howl around the treehouse. The structure starts to spin, slowly at first, then faster and faster until everything becomes a blur. Jack and Annie hold on tight as the world whirls around them, a dizzying sensation unlike anything they've experienced before. When the spinning finally stops and the wind dies down, they're still in a treehouse filled with books, but everything outside the window has completely transformed. The familiar woods of Frog Creek have vanished. In their place stretches a prehistoric landscape straight out of the dinosaur book, a vast plain with tall ferns and grass, a winding stream in the distance, and ominous volcanoes on the horizon. Most remarkably, the pteranodon they just saw in the book now soars through the ancient sky before landing at the base of their tree. "Where are we?" Annie whispers, her usual confidence momentarily shaken by the magnitude of what's happened. Jack looks from the dinosaur book to the world outside, comparing the illustrations to the real landscape. They match perfectly. With growing amazement and disbelief, he reads from the book that pteranodons lived in the Cretaceous period and vanished 65 million years ago. The impossible conclusion becomes unavoidable. They've somehow traveled back in time to the age of dinosaurs. This moment of realization captures the essence of childhood wonder, that magical time when the line between what's possible and impossible hasn't yet been firmly drawn. For Jack, who values facts and science, this experience challenges everything he believes about the world. For Annie, it confirms her intuitive understanding that magic exists if you're open to it. Their complementary perspectives allow them to process this extraordinary situation together, each contributing something the other lacks. The magic treehouse has become their portal to the past, transforming reading from a passive activity into an immersive experience. What was once just information on a page is now a living, breathing reality all around them. It's the ultimate expression of how books can transport us to other worlds, only in this case, the transportation is literal rather than figurative. While Jack remains frozen in disbelief at their impossible situation, Annie's natural curiosity and openness to adventure take over. Without hesitation, she climbs down the rope ladder to meet the Pterodonan face to face, ignoring Jack's terrified protests. This moment perfectly illustrates the siblings' contrasting approaches to the unknown. Annie embraces it wholeheartedly, while Jack analyzes it cautiously from a distance. From the safety of the treehouse, Jack watches in horror as his little sister approaches the prehistoric creature. To his astonishment, the Pterodonan doesn't attack. Instead, it allows Annie to stroke its crest and neck as though it were a friendly neighborhood pet. "It feels like Mr. Peterson's dog," she calls up to Jack, comparing the prehistoric reptile to something familiar from their modern world. Despite his fears, Jack's scientific curiosity eventually overcomes his caution. The opportunity to observe a living dinosaur, something no human has ever documented, proves too tempting to resist. Slowly, he makes his way down the ladder to join his sister. When Jack finally touches the Pterodonan, he's surprised to discover it has a thin layer of fuzz covering its skin, a detail that contradicts the scaly depictions in his dinosaur books. This moment highlights how direct experience can sometimes reveal truths that books miss, a theme that recurs throughout their adventure. Immediately, Jack pulls out his notebook and begins taking detailed notes about their discovery, embodying the methodical approach of a young scientist. "We're probably the first people ever to see a real live pterodonan," Jack realizes, the historical significance of their experience beginning to dawn on him. While Annie insists the creature is intelligent, Jack remains skeptical, doubting its brain is bigger than a bean. This exchange reveals how their different perspectives complement each other, Annie's intuitive connection with the creature balanced by Jack's analytical observations. In a characteristic gesture that bridges the gap between their prehistoric surroundings and their familiar modern world, Annie decides to name the Pterodonan Henry after their neighbor's dog. This simple act of naming helps transform the potentially frightening creature into something more approachable and relatable, demonstrating how children naturally make sense of new experiences by connecting them to what they already know. Their first encounter with prehistoric life establishes a pattern that will continue throughout their adventure. Annie leading the way with fearless openness, Jack following more cautiously, but bringing his powers of observation and documentation. Together, they form a perfect team for exploration, each contributing essential qualities that the other sometimes lacks. In a characteristic gesture that bridges the gap between their prehistoric surroundings and their familiar modern world, Annie decides to name the Pterodonan Henry after their neighbor's dog. This simple act of naming helps transform the potentially frightening creature into something more approachable and relatable, demonstrating how children naturally make sense of new experiences by connecting them to what they already know. Their first encounter with prehistoric life establishes a pattern that will continue throughout their adventure. Annie leading the way with fearless openness, Jack following more cautiously, but bringing his powers of observation and documentation. Together, they form a perfect team for exploration, each contributing essential qualities that the other sometimes lacks. As Jack and Annie become more comfortable in their prehistoric surroundings, they venture further from the safety of the treehouse. Their exploration leads them to a hilltop where they make another incredible discovery, a massive Triceratops grazing peacefully in the distance. The sight of this enormous three-horned dinosaur, previously known to them only through books and museum displays, reinforces the reality of their situation. They've truly traveled 65 million years into the past. Jack's response is characteristically methodical. He consults his dinosaur book to learn that the Triceratops is a plant eater weighing over 12,000 pounds, heavier than an elephant. Despite this reassuring information about the dinosaur's herbivorous diet, Jack remains cautious. Annie, however, sees only an opportunity for further exploration and insists they observe the creature for Jack's notes. Okay, Jack reluctantly agrees, but promise you won't pet it or kiss it or talk to it. His conditions reveal his growing understanding of Annie's fearless approach to their adventure, as well as his protective instinct as an older brother. When the Triceratops spots Annie and calmly walks away rather than charging, Jack's surprise highlights how their direct experiences sometimes contradict the threatening images of dinosaurs portrayed in popular culture. During their exploration, Jack makes another significant discovery, something glittering in the tall grass that doesn't belong in this prehistoric world. He picks up a gold medallion with an ornate letter M engraved on it. This find introduces a new mystery. They aren't the first visitors to this ancient time. Someone else has been here before them, someone whose identity is connected to this medallion. The discovery of the medallion transforms their adventure from a simple time travel experience into something more complex. It suggests purpose and design behind the magic treehouse, hinting at a larger story waiting to be uncovered. For young readers, this moment plants the seed of an ongoing mystery that will span multiple books in the series, encouraging them to continue reading to discover the truth behind the medallion and its owner. The discovery of the medallion transforms their adventure from a simple time travel experience into something more complex. It suggests purpose and design behind the magic treehouse, hinting at a larger story waiting to be uncovered. For young readers, this moment plants the seed of an ongoing mystery that will span multiple books in the series, encouraging them to continue reading to discover the truth behind the medallion and its owner. This section of their adventure balances educational content about dinosaurs with the introduction of a human element to the mystery. The medallion represents a connection between their prehistoric surroundings and the modern world they've left behind, suggesting that the boundaries between past and present may be more permeable than they initially thought. It's a subtle reminder that history isn't entirely separate from the present, but connected to it through objects, stories, and shared human experiences across time. Annie's adventurous spirit leads the siblings to another remarkable discovery, a valley filled with dinosaur nests containing baby dinosaurs. This scene offers a tender glimpse into prehistoric family life, showing that even these ancient creatures shared fundamental behaviors with modern animals, protecting and nurturing their young. When Annie approaches the nests for a closer look, her actions trigger a dramatic response. A massive duck-billed dinosaur appears, bellowing loudly in what Jack immediately recognizes as a protective warning. The mother dinosaur's reaction demonstrates that parental instinct, the drive to protect offspring, has remained consistent across millions of years of evolution, creating an unexpected connection between these prehistoric creatures and the human world Jack and Annie know. In this moment of danger, Jack's knowledge proves as valuable as Annie's intuition. He pulls his sister away and teaches her to crouch down and pretend to chew, mimicking non-threatening herbivore behavior. "It thinks we might hurt its babies," he explains, showing his growing understanding of dinosaur behavior beyond what his book has taught him. Jack's quick thinking demonstrates how he's beginning to apply knowledge creatively in real-world situations, a key developmental milestone for his character. The duck-billed dinosaur calms down when it perceives they aren't a threat, and Annie, in a characteristic gesture of empathy, offers it a magnolia flower as a peace offering. This small moment showcases Annie's natural ability to connect with other beings, even across the vast evolutionary gulf separating humans from dinosaurs. Jack identifies the creature as an Anatosaurus from his book, learning they live in colonies, with mothers taking turns guarding nests. This cooperative parenting behavior surprises him, challenging his preconceptions about dinosaurs as solitary, primitive creatures. The discovery that dinosaurs formed communities and shared parental responsibilities adds complexity to their understanding of prehistoric life. Just as they're appreciating this peaceful scene of dinosaur family life, the atmosphere changes dramatically. The Anatosaurus makes a frightened sound and flees, abandoning the very nests it was so fiercely protecting moments before. Something more terrifying than humans has arrived. An enormous Tyrannosaurus Rex approaching across the plain, its gleaming teeth visible even from a distance. This sudden shift from peaceful observation to mortal danger illustrates the harsh realities of prehistoric life, where the balance between predator and prey defined existence. It also creates a thrilling narrative tension that propels the story forward, as Jack and Annie must now escape the apex predator of the Cretaceous period. The appearance of the Tyrannosaurus Rex transforms their educational adventure into a fight for survival. Jack and Annie race back toward the treehouse, their sanctuary in this dangerous prehistoric world. The massive predator, with teeth as big as bananas, according to Jack's terrified observation, represents the ultimate threat, a creature designed by evolution specifically for hunting and killing. When the T-Rex temporarily wanders away, Jack makes a horrifying realization. He left his backpack and the dinosaur book on the hill. This moment creates a crucial dilemma that tests Jack's character. The book isn't just valuable for its information, it's their potential ticket home if they can figure out how the magic works. Despite Annie's protests, Jack makes the brave decision to retrieve these essential items. "I'll be right back," he promises, showing how much he's grown since the beginning of their adventure. The cautious, hesitant boy, who reluctantly followed his sister into the woods, has become someone willing to take calculated risks when necessary. His return to the hill demonstrates both courage and responsibility. He understands the importance of the book to their safe return home. Jack successfully grabs his belongings, but finds his return path blocked in two directions. The valley is now filled with protective Anatosauruses bellowing warnings at him, while the Tyrannosaurus Rex has returned and stands between him and the treehouse. This moment of being trapped between different threats requires Jack to make quick decisions under extreme pressure. The situation reaches its climax when the T-Rex spots Jack and begins moving toward him, making the ground shake with each massive step. Jack's description of the approaching predator captures the terrifying reality of being hunted by history's most fearsome land carnivore. Its head was as big as a horse, its back legs were thick as tree trunks. In this moment of extreme danger, Annie demonstrates her own form of courage. Rather than remaining safely in the treehouse, she climbs down to help her brother. Her actions reveal that beneath her impulsiveness lies genuine bravery and loyalty. She speaks to the Paranonan they befriended earlier, gesturing and pointing at Jack in what appears to be an attempt to communicate their need for help. This sequence illustrates how the siblings have grown to rely on each other's strengths. Jack's knowledge and Annie's intuitive connection with the prehistoric creatures combine to create possibilities neither could achieve alone. Their complementary abilities, developed throughout their adventure, become crucial to their survival in this moment of extreme danger. The scene also demonstrates how the natural world operates according to its own rules and hierarchies. The siblings are caught in a prehistoric food chain where they're neither the strongest nor the fastest. Their human intelligence and ability to form connections with other species become their primary advantages in a world dominated by physical power. In their moment of greatest peril, the bond Annie formed with the Pteranodon proves life-saving. The flying reptile glides down to Jack, its bright, alert eyes suggesting an intelligence Jack hadn't previously acknowledged. Despite his scientific doubts about whether he's too heavy for the creature to carry, Jack places his trust in this prehistoric ally. As he climbs onto the Pteranodon's back, we witness Jack's complete transformation from the cautious, skeptical boy we met at the beginning of the story. He's now willing to attempt something seemingly impossible, flying on the back of a creature that lived 65 million years ago. This leap of faith represents Jack's growth throughout the adventure, his expanding understanding that not everything in the world can be explained by the facts in his books. The flight sequence that follows is one of the most magical moments in the story. Jack and the Pteranodon wobble at first, then rise majestically into the sky as the frustrated Tyrannosaurus chomps at the air below them. The experience of soaring above the prehistoric landscape offers a dramatic shift in perspective. What seemed terrifying from ground level becomes beautiful and awe-inspiring from above. "I felt like I was flying all by myself," Jack thinks, as they glide over the dinosaur valley, the nests with babies, and the plain where the Triceratops grazes. This sensation of weightlessness and freedom represents a psychological as well as physical liberation. Jack has broken free from the limitations of his previous understanding of the world and embraced the extraordinary possibilities that magic has introduced into his life. His laughter and joy during the flight reveal a side of Jack we haven't seen before, the serious, fact-oriented boy experiencing pure exhilaration. The wind rushing through his hair becomes a tangible symbol of how this adventure has swept away his preconceptions and opened him to new experiences. After this incredible journey, the Pteranodon returns Jack safely to the base of the oak tree. In a tender moment that shows how far he's come in accepting the wonder of their situation, Jack whispers, "Bye, Henry," acknowledging Annie's naming of the creature and the connection they formed with it. But their relief is short-lived. The Tyrannosaurus charges toward them again. Jack scrambles up the ladder as the massive predator slams against the oak tree, making the treehouse shake violently. Inside, Annie cries, "Make a wish," understanding intuitively how the magic works. Jack frantically searches for a book about their hometown, finding one with a picture of Frog Creek Woods. "I wish we could go home," he shouts while pointing to the image. The wind begins to moan, the treehouse spins faster and faster, and then everything becomes still. They've returned to Frog Creek Woods, with the late afternoon sun about to set. Remarkably, no time has passed since they left despite their hours in the prehistoric world. As their mother calls from the distance, Jack pulls out the gold medallion with the letter M engraved on it, tangible proof of their extraordinary journey. This physical connection to their adventure ensures they can't dismiss it as merely a shared daydream or game of pretend. The medallion also plants the seed for future adventures, hinting at the mysterious M person who created the magic treehouse. As Jack and Annie walk home through the familiar woods of Frog Creek, they make a significant decision: to keep their incredible journey a secret. "No one would believe us anyway," Jack reasons, understanding that their experience exists outside the realm of what most adults would consider possible. This shared secret creates a special bond between the siblings, a private world of magic and adventure that belongs only to them. The gold medallion with its mysterious M engraving becomes more than just a souvenir of their journey. As Jack clutches it in his pocket, feeling its engraving tingle his fingers, it serves as confirmation that their experience was absolutely real. The medallion represents a tangible connection between the ordinary world of Frog Creek and the extraordinary possibilities they've discovered through the magic treehouse. More importantly, the medallion introduces an ongoing mystery. Who is M, and why did they create a magic treehouse filled with books that can transport readers through time? This unanswered question transforms what could have been a self-contained adventure into the beginning of something much larger. It suggests purpose and design behind the magic, hinting that Jack and Annie were not random visitors, but perhaps chosen for these journeys for reasons yet to be revealed. Their agreement to return to the treehouse tomorrow shows how profoundly this experience has changed them both. Jack, who began the story reluctantly following his sister into the woods, now shares her enthusiasm for further exploration. his scientific curiosity has found a perfect outlet in these time-traveling adventures, where he can observe and document things no modern scientist has ever seen. Annie's natural boldness and intuition have been validated by their successful navigation of dangers in the prehistoric world. As they race home together, there's a sense of perfect balance between them. Jack's caution, complemented by Annie's daring, her intuition enhanced by his knowledge. Their differences, which created tension at the beginning of the story, have become their greatest strength as a team. They've discovered that neither approach, pure logic nor pure intuition, is sufficient on its own. But together, they create a powerful combination for exploration and discovery. This ending, with its promise of future adventures, captures the essence of childhood imagination, the belief that extraordinary possibilities might be waiting just beyond the next bend in the path. The Magic Treehouse represents the transformative power of books and reading, which can transport us to different times and places, expanding our understanding of the world beyond our immediate experience. For young readers, Jack and Annie's journey offers an empowering message that children can be brave, resourceful, and capable of navigating challenges when they combine knowledge with courage and intuition with careful observation. The siblings' complementary strengths demonstrate that there's no single right way to approach adventure. Different personalities bring valuable perspectives that, when combined, create something greater than either could achieve alone. This ending, with its promise of future adventures, captures the essence of childhood imagination, the belief that extraordinary possibilities might be waiting just beyond the next bend in the path. The Magic Treehouse represents the transformative power of books and reading, which can transport us to different times and places, expanding our understanding of the world beyond our immediate experience. For young readers, Jack and Annie's journey offers an empowering message that children can be brave, resourceful, and capable of navigating challenges when they combine knowledge with courage and intuition with careful observation. The siblings' complementary strengths demonstrate that there's no single right way to approach adventure. Different personalities bring valuable perspectives that, when combined, create something greater than either could achieve alone. The story ends not with conclusion, but with anticipation. The medallion's mystery unsolved, the treehouse waiting to be revisited, countless books on its shelves potentially leading to other times and places. This sense of opening, rather than closing, perfectly captures why the Magic Treehouse series has captivated millions of young readers, inviting them to join Jack and Annie on a journey that's just beginning.